From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. In southern Iraq this weekend, a mass grave has been discovered in a town about 13 miles northwest of Najaf. More than 20 bodies were found Saturday, and about another 20 have been found today. NPR Scott Simon joins us now from Baghdad. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Leanne.
What have you been able to learn about the discovery of these graves?
Well, as you noted, 45 bodies have been exhumed so far. 10 have been identified, most by the ID cards that every Iraqi carries. And the ID cards are being unearthed from this mass of blood-stiffened clothing and bones and shoes and maybe most significantly the black cloaks worn by many Shia Muslim women. The digging's being conducted by U.S. soldiers and people in the area, many of whom have had reason for years to think that the body of a loved one who's been missing for years may be in those graves. And members of the Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution, that's a group of Shia Muslims who have been trying to keep tracks for years of the hundreds of thousands of people in the area who've been missing and presumably killed. I should mention also, Leanne, that there is a kind of split in the interest of the people who are conducting the digging, because many family members want just to find the body of a loved one, identify him or her, and bury them quickly with dignity and in accord with their religious faith, what they were not able to do 12 years ago. But the U.S. Army, and for that matter international groups, human rights groups, see this as a crime scene. They have a different interest in patience and deliberation. They want to preserve that area and the remains for possible use in human rights crimes trials, because there are clues in a mass grave. Blood and fibers can be dated. The people who conducted the slaughter might have left some clues about their own identities.
Is it expected that many more bodies will be found?
There are mounds more or less exactly like the ones that have been uncovered so far that are visible in the area, and that would suggest that more bodies are there to be discovered. And I guess we should note that as we speak today, there are other U.S. Army units who reportedly have encountered what appears to be a series of mass graves in the vicinity of Babylon. There are thousands of families or more who have lost loved ones during the crushing of the Shia rebellion in 1991, the repression of Kurds in the north, and many people in Iraq certainly believe with a great deal of evidence on their side that more bodies are to be discovered in remote areas and in the yards of prisons and detention centers.
Elaborate a little bit on the indications on who these victims might be.
There are almost certainly Shia Muslims who were killed during the 1991 uprising following the Gulf War, when tens of thousands of Shia were believed to be killed. Farmers in the area who have been speaking with reporters who have been able to get the area say that they can remember a few nights, more than one, perhaps two or three, of killings in the area, in which they recall that people seem to have been led to an area and then shot. Now, there are farmers that say over the years they have occasionally struck bone or clothing with a shovel or with a hoe, but they said nothing about it while Saddam Hussein was in power, and for that matter were sometimes reluctant to say something about it now until they were utterly certain that the change in regime here was going to stick. The Supreme Council for the Islamic Revolution says that they already want to begin to make this area in which bodies are being discovered over this weekend into a kind of a memorial. They call it a memorial for martyrs.
NPR's Scott Simon in Baghdad. Scott, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne.